Hi, and welcome to Magazine Rack. I'm Laura Nato, and today I'll be reading from Consumer Reports, the March 2024 edition. I'll start with a story. It said, "Get your phone, laptop, Wi-Fi fixed fast." Repairing electronic devices can be frustrating, especially when you rely on them for everything from reading your daily news to texting with family. It's tough to figure out what's wrong and who can fix it. Our handy guide will help you overcome these hurdles, advising you on how to get the best service quickly, at home or in person, if you can't solve the problem on your own. Fixing your phone. While most phones are reliable and surprisingly durable, considering how much we handle them, they can develop problems. Batteries fade over time, granting you less power per charge, and screens may break when you drop the device. But it's easy to find a repair shop with the tools and parts to fix those issues. Try this first. You've probably heard this advice before, but it's effective. If the phone simply stops working right, turn it off, wait a few minutes, and turn it on again. That clears memory, which can correct a lot of glitches. If the touch screen is frozen and there's no way to turn the device off, follow these steps. To unfreeze an iPhone screen, press and release the volume up button, then the volume down button, and then press and hold the side button until the Apple logo appears on screen. Unfreeze a Samsung screen. Press both the power and volume down buttons until the screen goes dark. Then, release. Get online help. Tech companies are good at offering digital support on their websites, Apple support, Google support, etc., and free companion apps. You can communicate with a trained technician via live chat in a text-based window, find a repair store, get warranty information, and more. To expedite things, have your phone's model name, serial number, and password at the ready. The repair website, iFixit, also has helpful step-by-step info organized by device type. Click on Repair Guides. Get in-person help. Be prepared with your passwords and relevant warranty or service plan info for these options. Apple Store's Genius Bar. Apple stores provide great service for Apple products, but they get a lot of foot traffic, so it's best to book an appointment in advance. At Apple Support Online, you can describe the problem, get a repair cost estimate, and select a time to go to a nearby Genius Bar, or call 800-275-2273. Note, you may need your Apple ID. Best Buy's Geek Squad. As an authorized service provider for Apple and Samsung, Best Buy provides parts and repairs at prices set by the manufacturer. Same-day repairs may be possible. Book an appointment online or call 800-433-5778. You Break, I Fix. You Break, I Fix stores are authorized to repair Google and Samsung phones and out-of-warranty iPhones, and they fix Motorola and LG models, too. There's usually a one-hour turnaround. Book online or call 877-320-2237. Local repair shops. A neighborhood business may offer faster turnaround times, but if it's not authorized by your phone's manufacturer, it might not have access to the diagnostic tools and parts required to complete the job. Right to repair advocates are working to address that, pushing for state and federal laws that grant access to those items, even for DIYers. How extended warranties work. Should you pay $100 to $200 for just-in-case coverage? Here's how to weigh the costs and benefits. Repairs. According to our surveys, most phone repairs cost less than the price of an extended warranty. That said, if you drop your $1,200 iPhone, you might be glad you paid upfront for AppleCare Plus, $199 for 2 years when signing up for coverage, then $29 to fix a broken screen. Without that, you'll pay about $379. Theft and loss. Apple, Samsung, and others charge $70 to $80 for protection you may not need. If you purchase a new device with a credit card, it might be eligible for 90 days of free damage and theft coverage. It may also be possible to repair or replace it using your homeowner's policy. And 24/7 IT support. This is a nice perk if you want unlimited assistance. Just note that you can get help by chat, phone, and even face-to-face consults without coverage, especially when the device is new. Fixing your laptop. Some laptops are remarkably resilient, others not so much, but all succumb to wear and tear over time. Batteries decline, screens malfunction, keyboards fail and shed their keys. Before calling for help, try to recall the sequence of odd behavior, says Elizabeth Chamberlain, director of sustainability at iFixit. Did the screen simply freeze, or did it flicker for days, then start displaying phantom lines and bands of color? Details like those can lead you to a faster diagnosis. Try this first. Turn the device off for a few minutes, then turn it on again. As with all tech, this simple reboot can solve lots of problems. If the laptop is frozen, you may have to force quit an unruly application. Here's how. Force quit an app on a Windows laptop, press Control plus Shift plus Escape, right-click on the app to close, and hit End Task. Force quit on an app on a Mac, press Option plus Command plus Escape, select the app, and hit Force quit. To get in-person help, Apple's Genius Bar, book an appointment and get cost estimates online or by phone at 800-275-2273. Best Buy's Geek Squad, they can handle hardware and software problems, remove viruses and spyware, or recover data for $85 plus the cost of parts. You Break, I Fix, these stores fix laptops, PCs, and desktops at 716 locations nationwide. Find a store and sign up online at youbreakifix.com. Local repair shops. Neighborhood shops may offer faster turnaround if they have the tools and parts for your job. Get online help. Start with the manufacturer's support site where you can describe the problem and chat with a technician, or search for the model, make, and the symptoms, for example, Dell XPS black screen. Keep an eye out for forums where people, often experts, provide solutions, or check out YouTube videos using terms like Apple support, Windows 11, and Dell support. Fixing your Wi-Fi. Home Wi-Fi networks, which give internet access to the devices in your house, are notoriously glitchy. They can stop working and then restart, or work fine in some spots but badly in others. The challenge? Figuring out where the problem resides. With your device, phone, smart TV, laptop, Wi-Fi setup, modem and or router, or internet service provider, ISP. Before you start troubleshooting, keep in mind that it's best to place your router in the center of your home. Try not to hide it in a closet. That slows the signal. Metal, glass, brick, microwaves, and Bluetooth speakers can interfere too. Try this first. Turn off your modem and router, wait a few minutes, then turn them back on. Any service you call is going to ask you to try that anyway. Still not working? Go to your ISP's website to see if there's an outage in your area. If your Wi-Fi is sluggish, use an Ethernet cable to connect to the modem or router directly to the laptop. If that improves the speed to the laptop, the signal coming to your house is fine. You either need a new router or help adjusting the unit's settings. Get online help. Google Spectrum support, Xfinity support, or the support of your own ISP to review your options. With Verizon, for example, you can communicate by phone, chat, or a voicebook messenger, and consult a drop-down menu for help with connection issues and identify outages near you. A technician can walk you through a fix. If you're comfortable with following DIY steps, search online for router problems or Wi-Fi isn't working. Get in-person help. An ISP will send a technician to your home to restore service, replace a modem, etc., but it's not always easy to schedule those appointments. Here are other options for timely on-site help. Best Buy's Geek Squad. If you're enrolled in the My Best Buy Total Plan, see how extended warranties work on the other page, which I already read. The Geek Squad will come to you to assist with troubleshooting, setups, and more. Cost is $50 for the first 90 minutes. Sign up at BestBuy.com. Regional repair shops. If you live in one of the 18 states with Nerds to Go locations, nerdstogo.com, you may be in luck. This support and repair service can fix slow Wi-Fi connections remotely by accessing your computer with your permission. You can also post the problem on the online marketplace airtasker.com and get quotes and help from a local network troubleshooter. Your tech support toolkit. Want to stay cool when your devices let you down? Take a few minutes to prep for the next tech crisis before it begins. Here are three expert tips. Have your info handy. Create a file with your tech receipts, manuals, and troubleshooting guides. Add serial numbers, logins, and passwords. Photograph the setups for your computer and router so you know which cables go where. Update your software. Device manufacturers use system updates to fix bugs and protect you from security threats, so don't skip installing them. Laptops and smartphones will generally prompt you to do so, but routers are less helpful. Today's models often have an automatic update feature that you can activate via a mobile app or the device's settings. Back up your data. If your laptop is lost or damaged, you'll be thankful that your photos and files are preserved. Stow them on an external hard drive, $70 to $100. Get a free or paid cloud storage backup plan, such as Google Drive, or do both. Next story. Are these healthy drinks good for you? You're walking past the beverage fridge at the store, and among the regular sodas, seltzers, and juices are drinks that are claimed to improve your health in all sorts of ways. This can mean easing stress, boosting immunity, or getting you energized or super hydrated. Functional beverages, as the drink industry likes to refer to them, often contain ingredients that were once found only in supplements or herbal teas. Probiotics, prebiotics, hibiscus, ashwagandha, medicinal mushrooms, and more. And they're popular. These days, nearly 40% of adults seek out drinks with ingredients said to confer wellness, according to the research firm Packaged Facts. One possible reason, consumers have pill fatigue, according to Howard Telford, senior industry manager for soft drinks research at Euromonitor International in Chicago. And beverages are seen as an easier, more enjoyable way to get herbs and other supplements into your diets these days, he says. While some of these drinks are better for you, though pricier, than sugary sodas or alcohol, do they do all that's claimed? We looked at the ingredients and tasted a number of the beverages. Here's what's actually good for you and how they taste too. The promise? A healthier gut. You've probably heard of probiotics and prebiotics and that they can help keep your digestive system in good working order. The former are beneficial bacteria that live in your gut and the latter feed them. You may also be familiar with the fermented tea kombucha, the original probiotic drink. These days, though, probiotics and prebiotics are being added to a slew of cold drinks. Some are marketed as healthier versions of soda, like Culture Pop, Poppy, and Olipop, three of the five good-for-you gut drinks tested by CR. Probiotics can help populate the gut with the healthy bacteria that aid proper digestion and help reduce inflammation, which is the root of heart disease and many other chronic conditions, says Dahlia Perlman, MS, a research dietitian at Stanford University. But drinks with probiotics may not have the same benefits as foods with probiotics, such as yogurt and kimchi. They're more akin to a supplement in drink form, Perlman says. That's because the drinks don't have a variety of bacteria that those foods do. Plus, the foods are fermented, a process that creates other compounds that are good for us, according to Perlman. Raw, unpasteurized kombucha and spare food tonic, a drink we tested that contains leftover whey from yogurt making, are fermented, but probiotic sodas are not. As for prebiotic sodas, some contain added fiber, usually inulin, or chicory root extracted from plants. Here you're only getting the type of prebiotic that's added in, while you'd likely benefit more from the variety of prebiotics and fiber-rich foods, says Amy Keating, RD, a Consumer Reports nutritionist. That said, these drinks are lower in calories and added sugars than traditional sodas, so they're healthier choice if you're watching your intake of sweets. Good to know, some drinks in our test contain stevia. Recent research has raised concerns about the health effects of sugar alternatives, so consider limiting your consumption. So the taste test, healthier gut drinks. Culture Pop, probiotic soda, wild berries, and lime. This is a sweet and tart combo of mixed berries and lemon-lime flavors. Its only sweetening is from white grape, blackberry, and blueberry fruit juices. The tartness comes from lime juice. It's $2.75 for 12 ounces, 40 calories, and 0 grams of added sugar. Poppy prebiotic soda, strawberry lemon, is $2.12 an ounce, 25 calories, and 4 grams of added sugar. Simultaneously sweet and tart, this drink tastes like a blend of berries with citrus and tropical fruit notes. It contains both added sugars and stevia with a sweet taste that lingers. The prebiotic here is inulin, a type of added fiber. Spare food probiotic sparkling tonic, blueberry and ginger. It's $3.75 for 12 ounces, 110 calories with 6 grams of added sugar. Tart and slightly salty, This has ginger and berry flavors. Its probiotics come from whey, which also supplies 6 grams of protein and 30% of the daily value of calcium. Olipop soda, strawberry vanilla, 312 per ounce, 35 calories and 3 grams of added sugar. As fizzy as regular soda, Olipop has candy-like strawberry and vanilla flavors and a noticeable stevia taste. It contains a lot of added fiber, 9 grams, which could cause digestive upset in some people. And HealthAid Kombucha Berry Lemonade, 450 for 16 ounces, 70 calories, and 13 grams of added sugar. Like most kombuchas, this one has a tangy sour taste that's similar to apple cider vinegar. While some lemon and raspberry notes come through, it tastes nothing like lemonade. Okay, wellness and immunity drinks. The promise, wellness and stronger immunity. From the labels, on their containers to their ingredients lists, these drinks certainly seem to give off I'm good for you vibes. Take, for instance, several of the wellness drinks that CR tested. The company that makes Aura Bora sparkling waters can contain fragrant herbal extracts such as lavender and elderflower, describes its drinks as delivering earthy tastes and heavenly feelings. On its website, Ruby Sparkling Hibiscus drinks, which typically contain unusual juices such as those made from blood oranges and Fuji apples, claims they have 1,000-plus benefits. Naked Juice's Green Machine, one of the numerous green drinks you may come across in grocery and deli refrigerator cases, features ingredients such as kale and spirulina. And you can't miss the images of broccoli, spinach leaves, green apple, and kiwi fruit on its label. Wellness waters like those from Aura Bora and Ruby can make a nice change from regular seltzer. Plus, they have no added sugars or sugar alternatives. And if you're keeping an eye on calories, Aura Bora has none and Ruby has just 15 from its juice. As for those produce-packed green drinks, they're an easy and convenient way to get some vitamins and minerals in your diet, says Tracy Brigman, RDN, a clinical associate nutrition professor at University of Georgia. But keep in mind that green drinks shouldn't be a replacement for eating vegetables because they have little or none of the healthy fiber found in whole produce. Plus, some green drinks are actually mostly fruit, not vegetable juice. Although it's natural, the sugar in fruit juice does add calories and can even cause blood sugar spike. So if you like green drinks, it's a smart move to opt for those that have vegetables high on their ingredients list. Suja Organic cold-pressed Mighty Dozen, with very little fruit juice, has 80 calories in 12 ounces. Compare that with 270 calories in fruit juice-laden Naked Juice Green Machine. The taste test, wellness and immunity drinks. Aura Bora Herbal Sparkling Water, Grapefruit Elderflower, 275 for 12 ounces, 0 calories, 0 added sugars. This fizzy drink tastes a bit like tonic water with some grapefruit and mild floral and herbal flavors, perhaps from its elderflower extracts. Ruby Organic Sparkling Hibiscus Blood Orange, 225 for 12 ounces, 15 calories, 0 added sugars. The hibiscus makes this tart drink taste something like unsweetened cranberry juice, and it has an underlying citrus flavor thanks to the orange juice it contains, along with a hint of salt. Naked Juice Green Machine, 450 for 15.2 ounces, 270 calories, 0 grams of added sugars. This sweet, fruity flavors of ingredients with like bananas, pineapple, and apple juice dominate in this drink, which has a slightly chalky texture. The solids and liquids separate, so shake well before drinking. Suja Organic Cold-Pressed Mighty Dozen, $6 for 12 ounces, 80 calories, 0 added sugars. Of all the green drinks we looked at, this came closest to a true veggie juice, and the flavors of kale, cucumber, and celery really stood out. You'll also get big ginger flavor along with mint and lemon. This drink separates quickly, so shake it up as you drink it. And Bolt House 100% Fruit and Vegetable Juice Smoothie Daily Greens, 450 for 15.2 ounces, 150 calories, 0 grams of added sugar. Slightly sweet, this has a nice balance of flavors like apple, cucumber, and pineapple. Unlike the other green drinks we tested, this has a little fiber, mostly from added chicory root, not actual fruits and vegetables. The promise, less stress. Drinks that are meant to improve your mood are fast becoming the new cocktails. Instead of taking the edge off with alcohol, beverages like Recess and Droplet supposedly get their relaxing effects from adaptogens, which are such as ashwagandha or mushrooms, and nutrients like magnesium, all are said to help your brain and body cope with stress. These drinks can make a flavorful, alcohol-free alternative to a glass of wine or a cocktail, but for now, there's no way to know if these products live up to their promises. Most of the research on adaptogens has been limited to animals, and the few human studies were very small, Brigman says. Ashwagandha, for instance, an ingredient in Droplets Pretty Balanced, has found to reduce stressful feelings and levels of the stress hormone cortisol in people who took 250 to 600 milligrams daily for 8 weeks. But that study, which was published in the journal Curious in 2019, measured stress levels in just 58 people. Plus, the efficacy and potency of plant-based ingredients vary depending on where and how they were grown, when they were harvested, and what part of the plants are used, Brigman says. Although some brands list the amount of adaptogens they contain, there's little clarity on what an effective dose of an adaptogen may be. In addition, researchers have found that adaptogens may interact with some medications, such as those for autoimmune conditions, high blood pressure, and depression. For that reason, you should always talk with your healthcare provider prior to adding these to your diet, Brigman says. The taste test of stress-relieving drinks, Recess-infused sparkling water mood raspberry lemon, is $3.75 for 12 ounces, 20 calories, and 0 grams of added sugar. This drink is a little more tart than sweet, with raspberry, citrus, and slight peach flavors. A magnesium vitamin B6 blend is touted as the relaxation ingredient. It has no added sugars or other sweeteners. Droplet sparkling self-care beverage. Pretty Balanced, $6 for 12 ounces, 35 calories, 0 grams of added sugars. This white peach and lemon verbena drink contains ashwagandha. It's tart and slightly sweet with lemon and lime flavors, plus a hint of canned peaches due to the peach puree it contains. Contents separate quickly. Elements of Balance plant-based focus drink, Blueberry Lemon. It's $3 for 11.5 ounces, 10 calories, 0 grams of added sugars. This non-carbonated drink has a sweet blueberry taste and slight bitterness. The monk fruit and stevia sweeteners leave a lingering sugar substitute flavor. Contains lion's mane mushroom extract and other adaptogens. How much fluid do you need? From the claims on various beverages to the large number of people carrying around supersized water bottles, it's pretty clear that Americans are obsessed with hydration. But you may not need to drink as much as you think you do. The 8 glasses of water a day adage is reasonable, but not a mandate for everyone. Individual needs vary based on weight, age, exercise habits, and even the weather. Plus, seltzer, milk, fruit juice, and coffee and tea also provide fluids. Caffeine increases urine production, but the water in these drinks compensates for this effect. Nearly every food we eat has water in it as well, and that fluid also counts toward your daily needs. For example, a small wedge of watermelon provides 7 ounces of water. Thirst is often a good indicator of fluid needs, though the mechanism that tells us to drink may diminish with age. And for everyone, it's especially important to sip liquids when you exercise or if it's hot and humid out, because you lose fluids when you sweat. Checking the color of your urine is also a good idea. A well-hydrated person generally has light-colored urine, says Rihanna Pryor, Ph.D., an assistant professor of exercise and nutrition sciences at the University of Buffalo in New York. If your urine is dark, you're probably dehydrated and need to step up your fluid intake. The truth about energy and sports drinks. A better caffeine pick-me-up? On beverage labels, energy is a code word for caffeine, and this stimulant can make you feel more alert, says Tracy Brigman, RDN, a clinical associate nutrition professor at the University of Georgia. For healthy adults, sipping an energy drink in place of coffee or tea is probably fine, she says, but you have to consider the caffeine in everything you consume. For context, energy drinks typically have 70 to 200 milligrams of caffeine in 12 ounces. An 8-ounce cup of coffee has 80 to 100 milligrams. That's because too much, the Food and Drug Administration considers 400 milligrams of caffeine a day, an acceptable amount for most adults, can have negative effects. In a 2021 review of 32 studies, nearly 25% of adults who consumed energy drinks said they experienced insomnia, and nearly 30% reported jitteriness, restlessness, or shaky hands. But the makers of some newer energy drinks, such as Aspire, Celsius, and Clean, suggest that where the caffeine comes from may make a difference. They say ingredients that naturally contain caffeine, such as green tea, guarana seed, and yerba mate, are superior to synthetic caffeine that's been added. For example, the label on Aspire with 80 milligrams of caffeine from guarana seed and green tea says it has healthy energy and natural caffeine and claims no jitters, no crash on its website. But there's no chemical difference between natural caffeine and caffeine extracted in a lab. Some beverages also contain other supposed energy boosters such as B vitamins and chromium. These do help your body use carbohydrates from food for energy, but they won't give you the immediate pep you may be seeking. Plus, you can get what you need of them from a healthy diet. And while caffeine and ingredients like L-carnitine and L-theanine may burn a few extra calories, one or two daily energy drinks aren't going to help you lose weight, especially if they have added sugars. Faster hydration. Most drinks can hydrate you, but the promise of sports beverages is that they supply electrolytes, minerals like calcium, potassium, and sodium, or other nutrients that hydrate you faster and perhaps better. Gatorade's Gator Light labels claim rapid rehydration, for example, and Liquid IV says it's more effective hydration than water alone on its website. Electrolytes, which can be lost in sweat, make muscles, including your heart, contract, and help water and fluids get absorbed properly into your cells, says Jason Machowski, RD, a sports dietitian and exercise physiologist at the Hospital for Special Surgery in New York City. But plain water is just as hydrating, and speed doesn't usually matter, he says. These drinks may have a lot of added sugars and sodium. Gatorade, for instance, has 21 grams of added sugars and 160 milligrams of sodium in 12 ounces. The American Heart Association's limit for women is 25 grams or less a day, 2,300 milligrams of sodium daily value. Most people can get enough electrolytes from food, an exception if you're exercising for longer than an hour, especially if you sweat a lot or it's a hot, humid day. You might also want to sip an electrolyte drink if you have diarrhea or have vomited, which can deplete electrolytes. Some doctors recommend these during colonoscopy prep for the same reason. In addition to sports drinks, a number of beverages offer up blends of different nutrients, sometimes with electrolytes. Vitamin Water calls itself a nutrient-enhanced water beverage, while Bay claims to be an antioxidant infusion. Having nutrients like these in drinks probably isn't giving you any real benefit, says CR's Amy Keating, RD. In some cases, you aren't getting very much of them. For example, Bay Ipanema pomegranate has just 15% of the daily volume of vitamin C. You get far more from a cup of strawberries, she says. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading the March 2024 edition of Consumer Reports. I'm Laura Nato. So long until next time.